What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yeah, what it is, people? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. Listen, man. First of all, let's get this shit straight. This episode is sponsored by myself, Discipline. You see the hat, you see the shirt. If you want that, you can get that at shop.doggydiamondstv.com. Now that we got that out the way. Because I don't be wearing my own shit in interviews. I be wearing y'all shit. Some of y'all don't be appreciating that shit. So I'm wearing my shit today. But a lot of times people ask me on Twitter, because you know I'm kind of critical on a lot of music. Y'all always ask me, what music do you listen to? Yo, who you like? What did I say that I fuck with? Who did I say that I fuck with on Twitter? I said I fuck with them Griselda boys. Did I not say that?
Definitely. I read it. You said them Buffalo boys.
Listen, now look. I said I fuck with the Griselda boys, right? Who I got sitting next to me right now?
The Butcher coming.
See? So when you put it in the universe that you rock with people musically, it's always going to mesh, and the real always going to attract each other like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to give y'all all that. You know what I'm saying? Because some of y'all ain't ready for that. Benny the motherfucking Butcher in the building.
Yes, sir, man.
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm easy, man. Working, putting in a lot of work, running around.
I'm happy that you came through. I'm happy that you rap the way you do. What make you rap the way you do in 2018? Because you know what the game so-called want. Why you don't?
Because like I've been doing this for a long time, and I could rap anyway. I'm saying I trap rap. I did bars before, but to be honest, I'm a grown ass man, and it's more fulfilling when you rapping with these bars and you touching people's life. And I'm saying like I get on the trap beat and I kill it. You know what I mean? But it's like people are like, yo, you killed that. That was dope, man. I play that song every day. My kids love it, and that's cool. But when I'm rapping about this other shit, people tell me I changed their life. People tell me, yo, I was doing this way until I heard you. Now I do it that way.
Gotcha.
That's more fulfilling to me. You know what I'm saying?
Let the people know where you're from.
I'm from Buffalo, New York. East Side Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? Upstate New York. It's dangerous cold up there.
What
you know
the fuck
what I mean?
Is wrong with y'all up there? I always ask people that shit. Yo, when people be from Philly, I be like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with them niggas up there. It's something in the water, man. Real shit.
The Bills is on. Can we talk about the Bills?
Yeah, we can talk about the Bills. I love them niggas.
You fuck with the Buffalo Bills?
Hell yeah.
Still hurting?
If we would have got one of them Super Bowls, we'd be like one of them storybook franchises. If we would have got one of them Super Bowls.
I ain't going front. I never fuck with the Bills, but I fuck with Thurman Thomas.
Yeah, his birthday just passed.
Thurman Thomas, he knew he really on some Buffalo shit. He knew his birthday and everything.
That's a fact.
Your kicker, though, did y'all ever want to kill the kicker for missing that?
Hell yeah. I think somebody did put hands on that fool. He had to get up out of there. I think somebody did.
Damn. So are you a big football fan?
Big time.
With the NFL thing that's going on, what you think about that?
That's disgusting because I am a big football fan.
Yeah, so
it hurt, you know what I'm saying? And I just found out that they outlawed the kneeling.
Yes, that's why I'm asking you that.
That's fucked up. Yeah. Before last season, they was going through shit. I was still watching. Something like that make me want to stop watching it because that's a blatant fuck y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can't sit well if somebody tell me fuck me.
Yeah, you be a damn fool.
Right.
So is it what else is going on like in Buffalo? Y'all got don't you got like a hockey team or some shit?
Yeah, we got the Sabres. We got, what else the fuck we got? We got like a minor league baseball team. Fire sports, it's just the Bills, really, and the Sabres, you know what I'm saying? But Buffalo is a blue-collar city. I was telling this somebody last night that white people love Buffalo, you know what I'm saying? Because they got a lot of shit going on. They building shit downtown, restaurants. They building new lofts and shit. But for our side, it ain't that type of shit going on. So it's a nightmare to us.
This is why I tie all this shit in. Reason why I'm asking you that, because we would think, yo, y'all got a great football team. Y'all got a hockey team. Why is there so much crime? Why is there so much despair and poverty out there like that?
Man, the schools is fucked up. I know in a lot of cities the public schools is fucked up, but the public schools is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where it starts first is with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Because they the next generation. I'm going to be the next. Either they're going to be on them corners in themselves or they're going to be our next mayors or some shit like that. And I think that in our community, like I said, the white schools is good. You know what I'm saying? In our community, it's just like piece of shit schools is just fucked up.
Damn. So, music, when did you get bit by that music bug?
Man, young, man. I used to be a young nigga. My pops used to have all type of Cadillacs. A nigga used to put a house speaker in his car in the back seat and roll me around. So I'm in the car. I'm listening to Boss, the female rapper. I'm listening to No Vaseline. I'm listening to EPMD. I don't even know what this shit is. You know what I'm saying? At the point of time. So I got older and I realized like I had a fucking, I had Harvard hip hop lessons.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, from that.
So who made you say, I want to rap. Now, before you answer this, remember, this is forever. So they're going to say, Benny, you said that you was in for... Who made you say, yo, yeah, nah, man. I want to rap? Go ahead.
I got to say Nas. I got to say Nas, man, because he made me want to perfect my craft.
Nasty Nas or Nas Escobar?
Nasty right, Nas.
Okay. It's a difference,
yeah,
you know.
Made me want to perfect my shit and be dope. You know what I'm saying? Hearing him come like he was coming, you know what I'm saying? Pause. Like, the way the boy was going... Been in his words, and I knew he was a young nigga at that point in time. I was fascinated by that.
And what was the song, if you could remember? Or was just the body of work, period?
To be honest with you, like I was a young nigga, but I remember like the halftime shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I remember the halftime.
Zebra Head soundtrack.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
Was your first raps, when you really look back and listen, was they dope or was you whack?
Shit was trash. Shit was weak.
Who tells you that? Because, you know, nowadays, we in 2018, mm-hmm. the wackest shit, niggas be like, yo, that shit fire. Who told you back then, yo, that shit was weak?
Nobody told me because, to be honest with you, my shit, I was like 9 years old.
Okay, yeah.
By the time I got 14, my shit was ill.
Okay.
Like, no, real shit. I was older. I was doper than all the older niggas, everything. It was like, yo, you rap? I spit some shit. Like, damn, that nigga rap for real.
Yeah.
After I was about 8 or 9, writing some little kid shit, my mom loved that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the bike. You was riding about bikes and shit and getting candy
real
and shit.
But
like
by the time I got older and I got a taste of this shit, I knew how to, like I said, listen to Nas. I knew how to rhyme my syllables. I knew how to pick my content. So,
I took you for somebody that might have said Kool G Rap.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, I that's what I thought you would have said, Kool G Rap.
And you know what? Like, and for my generation, Nas is almost an evolution of Kool G Rap. And Kool G Rap was just... he was just a tad bit too early for me to engulf myself in it the way I did. Nas.
Got you.
You know what I mean?
Got you. So you start rapping at 14. When's the first time you went to the studio?
Now, I really started rapping. I was probably like 8 or 9. The first time was I was 14.
Oh, okay.
I went to the studio. I remember the first joint I recorded was Quiet Storm beat. I recorded over the Quiet Storm beat. You know what I'm saying? I was a big Mobb Deep fan too. So that shit was ill too. That shit was ill. Like I said, older niggas used to look at me like, how the fuck that little nigga think of that shit? You know what I mean? So I remember that a local DJ from my town, he put that shit on his tape, and people was fucking with it.
So you went in there at 14, and when did you realize that, yo, this shit might be possible for me? Because y'all know you in Buffalo. All the record labels is either all of them in New York or L.A. When did you realize I might have a chance?
Man, about being like 20, you know what I'm saying? I've been a legend in Buffalo for a long time. I've been an upstate, I ain't even going to say Buffalo, upstate New York legend, you know what I'm saying, for 10 years ago. If you ask about rap, they're going to say my name.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to say my name. So that gave me the confidence, like, I could really do this shit. You know what I'm saying? I got the whole town behind me. In Buffalo, they upstate, it's hard to please. Like you said, we niggas ain't never had nothing come out of there. So you rapping, you think you about to blow up? Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
people ain't do that. They got behind me. So I'm like, I might got some.
So, you know, the biggest question is, how did the whole connection start with Westside Gunn, Conway, and Benny?
Man, those my cousins, man. Wes is my blood cousin.
See, that makes a difference.
You know what I mean? Real shit. I tell this story every time. I remember being like 5 or 6 years old. That's how I started rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Being like 5, 6 years old. Them niggas got a tape recorder. Remember them shits?
Yeah,
you gotta press
tapes.
The shit.
Yeah.
Them niggas hit the record. And I got a bebop while them niggas rap. Them niggas wouldn't let me rap. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So I had to get my shit up so I could rap while one of them niggas pressed record. But it started from then. Wes, he picked a couple more names. It was Forerunners. It was Street Entertainment. And we always done this as kids. It just evolved to what it is today.
So out of y'all, would you say Westside is the leader?
That's a fact. That's a fact. Because he not only because... He really is the leader, you know what I'm saying? Only because of that, because when we was kids, when we wasn't getting no paper for doing this, you know what I'm saying? He was the one orchestrating all of this, you know what I'm saying?
Because I see him a lot of times saying he want to fall back and let you and Conway do everything. He want to fall back.
Well, I can't wait because he keep getting all the shine.
I ain't going to front. When I first heard y'all, I was like, what the fuck? Like, thank you. Like, what the fuck? Where has this been? Real you know what shit. I'm saying? Because I didn't think it exists no more.
Right.
I thought it went away with Raekwon and Ghostface. Right. I'm gonna be real with you.
And when it pop up like that, people expecting it to be from here. They ain't expecting it to be from Buffalo.
Yeah, I was like, Buffalo.
Right, exactly.
Because you know, unfortunately, due to football, we always had a rivalry with y'all.
Right.
Because of the Giants and the fucking Bills and the Super Bowl and the Jets and the fucking Buffalo Bills being in the same division. I hate Jim Kelly. I hate Frank Reich. I hate all the motherfuckers.
These are all my heroes,
right? That's what I'm saying. Like
killing me.
You know, so it's like we always had a rivalry. So for y'all to be rapping, I ain't gonna front, us in New York was like, damn, why y'all ain't rapping like the Buffalo dudes? No, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Like they are NYC dudes from Buffalo rapping like how y'all should be rapping, and y'all in NYC rapping like y'all from everywhere else.
Yeah, man, the art got away from niggas, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The art got away from a lot of niggas, and I can attribute that to West, because like I just said, like I could trap rap and I could do all that, and when them eras came, I tried that. I can't lie, but West a nigga who stayed. To that underground shit. When trap rap and all that fruity shit was at its height, West was rapping over Danger beats.
You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
And so that helped us. That brought us back to it. You know what I'm saying? And look where it's at today.
Having an in-house producer, how big is that?
Oh, that's dope. Because Danger is the architect of the song.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So
He's your RZA.
Exactly.
Your premiere. Your Pete Rock.
So it's like, for me, it's not even that hard. Once the blueprint is already there, I just got to lay the drywall and the cement and shit, and it's a classic.
I ain't going to lie. Sometimes I hear the beats, and it's not that they're whack. It's not that they're dope. It's not that they're the flyest shit ever. But sometimes I say, how the fuck did he rhyme to that?
Right. Especially that nigga West, man. Because he picked some weird beats.
Yeah, I was like, yo, how the fuck did he rhyme to that Derringer beat? I didn't hear it, but it makes sense for the sound. You know what I'm saying?
To me, I think it's like creating a mood, creating a feeling even before you even pick a bar. You know what I'm saying? Like you hear that, you hear that shit. I'm the same way. I hear that Danger B shit, and I'm sitting there, I'm not in my head, and I'm trying to catch it. And then I catch that loop, and I'm like, there it go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think one of my favorite records, well, you did some shit like a few months ago when you was like, I'm gonna release this video. And he was like, you want me to release this video tomorrow and you release it? And I was like, oh, nah, this fucking kid is serious. Because I ain't gonna front, Westside Gunn and Conway, that's home team, but that's the household names.
Right.
So when you started coming along, I was like, hold up, Duke nice too.
Right.
Like, hold up, he nice too. So I was like, oh, nah. It made me happy because you was holding your own.
Right.
It wasn't like most crews, they put their whack man on.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you was holding your own. Like, oh, no.
And that really worked as an advantage to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you said, them niggas the household name. So when people see me, it's like the little homie thing or the underdog thing. And I could rap just as good as anybody. You know what I'm saying? So people expecting to be the little homie. Like, oh, no, he go too. You know what I'm saying? That helped me out. Because people not expecting me to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Is 38 Spence down with y'all?
No, 38 Specials, TCF, that's his own thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I used to be TCF and everything like that. Basically, me and him, we got good chemistry making music.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? And we friends in real life.
Dope. You know what I'm saying?
So that's why our chemistry come from that. And we've been working together ever since. You know what I'm saying? When I met Spech, I was 22, he was 22, and we was young niggas getting money. You know what I'm saying? So we immediately attracted each other. Oh, he dope, I'm dope, we in the streets, let's fuck around.
Dope. Shout out to him. He got a new project out.
Oh, man. That's Son of G-Rap. I seen that playlist. It's going to be crazy. He got producers. He got some of the best
shit. You a lucky ass nigga that you got a project with G-Rap, too, man.
No, yeah, 38. You a lucky nigga.
Because that's, you know. But you know, that's what makes you love hip-hop. Right. It makes you, you know, love this shit. Because to have legends like G-Rap still embrace the whole, you know, the newcomers.
That's a fact. And he paid big homage. That's why the project is named Son of G-Rap.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Son of Gangsta Rap.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because the G-Rap niggas, like we was just saying, like, he spawned the Nas's and shit.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
He's the father.
Exactly.
101 Ways to Kill a
Motherfucker. So I love the title, Son of G-Rap. It's a double meaning, Son of Gangsta Rap.
When y'all did a show, I forgot where it was at, but Raekwon was there.
Webster Hall.
And he was like, these is the new Ray and Ghost. These is them niggas. Do you want to go in a corner somewhere and cry?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Cause
fuck yeah.
The reason why I'm saying that, because even though you in it, you still like, yo, this is Ray. Because I don't think the young dudes know.
They don't understand.
That when we really love the dudes that can. Because a lot of times I used to get a lot of flack. Yo, why you interviewing him? Why you... Yo, I love this motherfucker. That's like, he really set the blueprint and the template of my life musically.
Real shit.
When that song came out, I remember what I was wearing. I remember what gun I had. I remember with school.
What bitch you was fucking with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I remember what school I was playing hooky from and all that shit. Like, I remember real shit. Took you there. Now the music is so microwave, there's no memories with it. Mm-mm. So you remember when Incarcerated Scarfaces came out. You remember where you was at when you first heard that, when you first seen, because I'm a little older, so Video Music Box, when that shit came on, and you remember like, yo, they just played that new Raekwon shit.
Ew.
You remember that. That's so to get the cosigns from the legends, I'm like, yo, damn.
Yeah, that shit crazy. When I got off the stage at the Webster Hall show, I came off, you know what I mean, and right down the stairs in the fucking green room, it's Kiss, it's Styles P, it's Rock Mars. It's fucking, I don't want to leave nobody out. It's Ray, you know what I'm saying? And Prodigy, you know what I'm saying? They come down, I come down, you know.
R.I.P.
Yeah, rest in peace, P. You know what I'm saying? Nigga stopped me. I think it was P that stopped me. It was like, yo, introduced me to Kiss. It was like, yo, and Styles P was like, yo, Kiss this nigga raw. I couldn't believe that. I'm fresh out the streets.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm standing in a circle. I'm really literally standing in a circle with all the names
of
I just
greatness.
Named. I mean, I'm like, yo, let me go get some water. I ain't need no water.
Yeah,
couldn't. I'm like, it was a lot. You know what I mean?
It was
like
overwhelming. Nah, that shit
I'm a fan at the same time. I couldn't believe that shit, and I still can't.
That's the shit that you do it for, though. Because you know, when you write and you be like, damn, I wonder if Kiss are like this shit. You know, sometimes
when
you
write. We all say that. Niggas say that. Yeah,
because you look at the people you look at. Like, I remember, like, when I first started doing interviews, I was like, yeah, I wonder how Ralph McDaniels would like me. That's the dude, the OG of Video Music Box. I was like, yo, I wonder how Ralph would like this shit I'm doing. And then when he seen me, he was like, yo, you doing a great job. Up, nobody can't tell me shit.
Because
fuck all y'all. Ralph said it.
More than money. Like I said, Royce told niggas when I first met him, he was kicking him, like, niggas going to get bread. Y'all made history. You're going to get bread. It's not about that. So more than money, it's the respect of my peers, the legends, more than paper. You feel what I'm saying? Because all them mumble rap niggas, whatever we going to call them, those niggas, they could be sitting around knowing that they got a bigger bag, but they could be looking at niggas like, I can't rap like that nigga. And this ain't called bigger bag. It's called rap. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I'd rather have that.
And niggas is walking right past him. Like, yo, that's that nigga such as
that's
like,
a
oh,
fact.
That nigga trash.
That's a fact. Real
walk
shit.
Right past him. Dream collaborations.
Man, dream collaborations. I gotta say, man, I done it already, man. Kissing Styles P, me and Spech going back and forth on a song with Styles and Kiss going back and forth.
Give him that record just in case it went
man,
past.
Man, Driver's Seat. It's all Stabbed and Shot. You know what I mean? Me and 38 Spech, we put a classic project together and we was blessed to have the legends on there and they did that shit that they do. You know what I'm saying? That helped make them legends, that back and forth shit. And we did our back and forth shit and that was a moment for me.
So that was it? You ain't got nobody else in the... Well, of course.
Hove and Riri. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas got
date
number, call
them.
Hell yeah. If I could take a feature from anybody in the game right now, it'd be Rihanna.
Wow.
It'd be Rihanna. Anybody.
So she would be... Because who made her rap? Pharrell made her rap, right? Wasn't she?
Right, yep.
That shit was kind of dope, too.
That shit was dope. And I liked it. She sounded sassy on that shit.
You want to make her rap? Or
no, she could do her own thing. She really could do whatever she wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just like her energy. I just like the person she is. She bring a lot of character to the song. You know what I mean?
Producer. Who's your dream collaboration as far as a producer?
Man, I want to fuck with Just Blaze, man. From the Beanie Siegel records off The Truth and from those albums, like the Just Blaze from the Blueprint Hove, you know what I'm saying? Like I wanna work with Just.
So Wes and Conway got one from Just.
Yeah, I got to meet Just. I was in the studio when they was working on it and I almost got on a song with them, but it was late. You know how it be, studio session is 4 or 5. Wes like, Buzz, you got something? I'm like, yeah, I got something, but niggas was packing up. I'm like, yeah, y'all niggas better pack up. I was about to flame this shit in this motherfucker tonight.
The whole situation right now, the Shady situation, are you involved in that?
No, I'm just a Griselda artist.
Got you. So whatever happens with Griselda, then you'll be a part of that.
That's a fact.
So they're signed to Shady straight up.
They signed to Shady Records. Wes and Conway got a direct contract with Shady Records.
Not Griselda.
Griselda has a label deal with Shady Records.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody at Shady Records treat me like I'm family, but technically I'm not an artist on that label.
Got you, but you're a Griselda artist.
Facts.
So right now your project is coming out through what?
Through me.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah,
through me, through Griselda. You know what I'm saying? It's like my album, Tana Talk 3, is coming out right after Chris Benoit. His shit dropped June 22nd, so my shit should be dropping right after that, about 30 days after that.
This interview will be out before then.
You know what I mean? So it's like
Chris Benoit. That kid is crazy. Chris
that nigga,
Benoit.
Chris
Benoit choked his fucking wife, right. Choked his son, choked himself. Wes is crazy.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, he got the Hitler series.
Yeah,
you know what?
I'm surprised they let him get away with that shit. Yeah, I don't want y'all to fuck
it was,
with him.
It'd be some bullshit. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But he the type of person who stick to what he want to do and stick to what got him here, and that's always been his character. So by doing what the fuck he want to do and going against the grain, got him here. You can't tell him to switch it up now that he's here.
Got you. So your project, what's the thought process of you going in to recording? Do you listen to what's going on, or do you tune out the music industry and just go in and lock in and do you?
Yeah, really, I'm in the studio every day. Hearing beats from the producers that I'm around, DJ Shay, Rick Hyde, Derringer. So it's really like, I'm not tuning the industry out on purpose, but I'm an artist. I'm working on shit, and it's not. I'm a new artist, so I don't got time to be seeing what these niggas is doing. You know what I mean? I've been blessed to be a part of Griselda, and we got a good following, so I could drown some of that shit out and just work on my sound. You know what I mean?
So who inspires you outside of the camp?
Man, outside of the camp, niggas like. Rest in peace, Chinks. I fuck with Chinks.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas like, of course, Pusha T. You know what I'm saying? I like that cocaine talk. I live that life for real. You know what I mean? Just dudes like that. I fuck with Ransom.
Oh, that's
not. You know what I mean? I fuck with like.
Listen, Ransom, one of the dopest pound for pound lyricists.
That's a fact.
Ever.
That's a fact.
I think, and motherfucker, y'all could get mad in the comments. I'm going to give you a fuck you in advance. Ransom is my favorite rapper from Jersey.
Right,
favorite rapper from Jersey.
He dope.
You know what I'm saying? Ransom. I never heard a whack rhyme from Ransom.
You interview niggas, so you know, if you could watch an interview, be like, nah, he doing that wrong. When I can hear bars from Rand, and I'm like, he's doing everything technical. I don't know if he's doing it on purpose or not. He gifted, so I can tell that nigga knows how to rap.
Period. No matter how
you shake it or twit, he know how to rap. You know what I mean?
Rest in peace to my brother Sean Price. I wish that y'all was on some shit with Sean Price.
Yeah, man. You know, he fucked with Wes. I never got to meet him. He passed away before I got to meet him. But shit, I know me and him would have killed some shit together.
Yeah.
The like Butcher and P.
Yeah.
She would have sounded crazy.
But he's still living. He's always here with us and all that.
Shout out to Bernadette and everything.
Yeah, shout out to the wife and Sean P. Little Sean P.
Oh,
wow.
Happy
birthday,
happy
Bernadette.
G-day.
This is so happened when this come out, your birthday will be done past. So happy belated birthday.
Happy
belated
birthday.
We're saying birthday now because it's right now while we're doing it. But by the time it's come out, it be done past. New York City. What's some of the biggest misconceptions about the music industry out here that you thought coming from Buffalo?
Is that being dope could help you. It could hurt you. Being dope could hurt you.
Okay, so it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. To me, in my experiences, you feel what I'm saying? It's like, I kind of feel like certain niggas don't want to stand next to me.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? Not saying that I'm the fucking greatest lyricist ever and I'm out rapping niggas. It's just that niggas.
You're a problem, though.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a fucking problem.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. And niggas understand that. And like we were just talking about, this is real shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I couldn't wait to come up here because I knew he was going to have a real
interview.
Let's go. You know what I mean? It's like certain niggas, I'm not lit enough for niggas. Niggas know I'm not the one with the record deal. So niggas will reach out to Wes and Khan before they reach out to me. You know what I'm saying? Which is cool.
So being a dope MC, spitter, does that hurt you or does it help you?
It's both, but like in my position, I feel like it hurt me more than helped me.
Okay.
Because you know what I mean? Like a lot of niggas don't want to put themselves next to me. You know what I'm saying? They know that I don't got the major deal. So they can't directly benefit off me. You know what this business is about. Niggas want to be able to benefit off you. And it's not about the music. It's not about the music no more. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest misconception when you come from a nigga like me off the streets to this. You like, oh, I'm dope. Nah, that don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas want, oh, could we benefit off you? And then niggas will fuck with you.
You know, it's funny that you saying that. Sometimes I ain't going to blow you up. I will one day, though, but I'm never interviewing you. I'll tell you who you are one day. I got a call to do an interview. And then the person wanted to know how many Instagram followers I had. Mm. And I was like, man, fuck Instagram.
What the fuck do that mean?
I got millions of views on YouTube. Like, this is proven. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't do the interview because I didn't have a certain amount of Instagram followers. So I feel what you're saying, how the illusion of being lit.
That's what it is.
Make people not fuck with you. And but I'm going to tell you really what it is. They don't want to get flamed in that booth by you.
Yeah, that's another thing it is, because I'm smoking shit. I'm a little bit more hungrier than niggas, you know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking from a different place from niggas, you know what I'm saying? I know that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? But soon as a situation happened where niggas could benefit off of it, yo, the Benny Bush, I know how it's going
to
play.
Me, I don't go back. Once you shit on me, you never get a chance to shit on me twice.
No, that's real shit.
Do you say shit. You stunted on me, but I'm going to do the record? Or are you like, fuck niggas forever?
It's different cases. I said this a bar that I said on an intro track with me and 30 Day Special. I said, sometimes I got to think, am I fit for this business? We all street niggas, but somehow the principle's different. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all street niggas, but we not. Street niggas not acting on street nigga time. That's weird to me. You know what I mean? That's weird to me.
You know what's funny about you? When I got the call to interview you, I was like, hell yeah. And I really thought more people would be like, Benny. Not saying they're not. Not the fam. I'm not talking about the fans.
Right.
I'm talking about the media and the industry, because I'm like, well, ain't this what y'all say y'all want?
Right, right.
Y'all always say y'all want real hip hop. Y'all say y'all want bars. Oh, that shit is whack. Oh, well, here you go. What do you think is going on in this industry where people say they want shit and then when they get it, they don't support that shit?
Man, I don't know. That's another thing. You know what I mean? I think niggas is trendy. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is trendy. They just wanna ride the bandwagon. Oh, we want hip hop. We want hip hop. Or this or that. This and that. But people heart don't be in it, you know what I mean? Niggas is trendy. This shit is wild trendy now, you know what I mean?
Like how they hated Kanye West like 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
And now they back on his dick.
Everybody out there, everybody that flew to Wyoming, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. Everybody out there.
Everybody was in Wyoming. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That shit crazy to me, but niggas is trendy.
Yeah. How do you, because I mean, you already coming in, you got the jewelry, you got the rollies, you touch papers. How do you stay grounded and not be one of those niggas eventually?
Man, I be around solid people who gonna tell me the truth, people who I can be honest with, and really that's it, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the hardest things, because you gotta weave through the finals kind of people, you feel what I'm saying? But you keep the right people around you. I'm not around no yes men. Gotcha. I don't got no yes men in my team, you know what I'm saying? And everybody not even trying to, niggas not trying to see where they next opportunity at. Niggas like, what we doing, how we moving.
Yeah.
Niggas who I got with me, they know that's how I'm moving too. My thing is to protect the integrity of the niggas around me. You feel what I'm saying? And myself. So that's how I stay grounded, man. And I work from home. You know what I'm saying? I'm Buffalo. I'm 6 hours away from the city. I'm always in the city, but I'm working from home, my nigga. I just moved out the projects 2 months ago.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
It's real like that.
That's a fact.
Where could they hear the project at right now?
So on Bandcamp, blacksopranofamily.bandcamp.com.
So that's the only place they could get it.
YouTube. Google Benny the Butcher, a friend of ours. To me, it's not about the paper, what I'm going to make off it. I just want people to hear it, because it's for sale on Bandcamp, but it's free on YouTube.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? It's just some people, they want to own it and they want to have it. So that's for them.
So you didn't do the whole iTunes thing and all
that? I ain't do the whole iTunes thing, because I'm making these records and they got samples in them. I don't know if iTunes gonna let my shit go through it now or not. So I don't got time to play with them. I'm going straight to Bandcamp. But the fans be pissed the fuck off. I fuck with SoundCloud, why you do that? I fuck with Bandcamp, why you do that? Fuck with iTunes. You know what I mean? So I realized I just gotta put that shit everywhere.
Man, if y'all want that shit, you go to motherfucking where he got it at.
Yeah, go to where I got it at. And it's dope, man. A friend of ours, my nigga, that shit is A1. I wouldn't be up here telling y'all, speaking with this kind of confidence, but I can stick my chin up and I can hold my chest out, because I know what it's about.
How many songs?
10 joints.
How many features?
It's a feature on every song.
Okay.
It's a feature on every song. It's called A Friend of Ours, you know what I'm saying?
Got you, makes sense.
Like on some mob shit, you know what I mean? Me and my niggas, you know what I mean?
Any outside of the crew features or is all in-house?
Dark Low, OBH, and I fuck with those shout out to Dark Low. You know them niggas is street niggas, psychos. I felt right at home when I got around those niggas. I got around those niggas, I see what type of time they on, I kicked my feet right up. I said, I like these niggas.
10 songs, features on every record. How many songs do you record when you put a project out?
Because
how do you narrow it down to 10?
I just pick the best ones. I pick the number first. I'm like, I want this many tracks on there.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? So I could pick from a catalog. Like I said, I just put this out a couple days ago, but I already got an album that's been recorded. You know what I'm saying? And I already got projects that's been recorded and some that's being recorded. So I'm always a step ahead. So all I got to do is pick. I could drop a project tomorrow. I just got to pick the songs. Got what you. I'm going to use for it. You know what I mean?
Got you. So you India, you got to put up your own bread. You got to do your own traveling
facts,
and all that.
Facts.
Could you explain to artists what that shit is like? Because I think that they think you make a song, you get a deal, and you lit.
Nah, hell nah. Nobody in this business, nobody ain't going to do nothing for you, especially if you ain't willing to do shit for yourself. Now, I don't want to hear about no artist who ain't never spent his own money. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You got to spend your own bread. That's how niggas going to believe in you. You see niggas is sitting behind me, them niggas believe in me because I earned that. That's nobody said like, oh, we fuck with you. You my nigga. I'm staying right here with you. Nah, I earned that. You know what I mean? So it's like, you got to do everything for yourself. You got to make your phone calls because these record labels, they sign in a whole bunch of artists. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck is you that's going to make you stand out? Especially if you a nigga like me. I don't got no super hit. Now, you know, if you one of them weird niggas with a super hit, yeah, they'd roll the red carpet out for you.
Or you got some motherfucking tight ass pants on. Or...
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? But if you coming up in the conventional way like me, you got to be able to go for yours. You know what I'm saying?
How much, if we could put a dollar amount on... Cause this shit ain't no re-up.
That's a fact.
How much money you down right now in your career?
At least $1 million in my career. You know what I'm saying? I done had like underground record deals in my city from dope boys, niggas who put videos, who done paid for videos and put them on uncut. You know what I mean? You know, you get a video, you can shoot a video right now for $200. But back in the day in Buffalo, nigga shooting a video in 2005. You know what I mean? Nigga charge you two grand, you know what I'm saying, for some shit like that.
I know I was charging niggas like two racks.
Exactly. You know what I mean? With the clothes and the traveling, and sometimes back in the day when trying to get shit lit, you might pay a promoter to do a show, paying for features, paying for beats. Hell yeah, I'm a million in. Nigga, ask the niggas in Buffalo, they'll tell you I'm $1 million in this shit.
Why you still fuck with this shit?
That's a big question. The fans, my nigga. The fans, the people. Even before I got to this level, like I said, I've been a legend at home. The fans. This time where I came home, fucked up on my dick. You know what it's time? It's time to play that corner again. You know, niggas buying like, yo, why you doing this, man? When your next shit coming out? Nigga, you short $5. Like, we can talk about that later. You know what I mean? So they won't let me stop if I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? So this is for them. That's why I try to go as hard as I can, because I know people listening. You know what I mean? So really the fans.
The fans, shout out to the fans. Well, I like to call them supporters because fans. If it's cold, then the fans blow cold. If it's hot, the fan blow hot. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
So that shit is, the fans that's are temperamental. Supporters is no matter what the weather,
real shit,
the temperature is. You know what I'm saying? So I like to say supporters. When did you realize I got some people fucking with me?
Man, like when Wes put the Fly God album out, right? I was signed to 38 Special TCF, so I'm that's my cousin. So when he comes like, yo, I need a verse, I give him a verse, and he lit on the underground at this point. You know what I'm saying? The project come out on Empire, whatever. But I don't know this. My cousin called me to give him a verse. You know what I'm saying? I don't know his business, what he got going on with Empire. I'm really not even on Instagram. This is like 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? But after that album come out, I got a bullshit Instagram page, and I realize people liking my shit and commenting. And I'm like, where the fuck these people coming from? And I start paying attention, because I was like any other fan with him and Conway's Movement. I didn't get signed to Griselda till last year.
Got you.
So I watched it on the outside looking in, and I'm like, oh, shit. This shit lit. Them niggas got shit going on. So I made an album real quick for those fans who was looking for me.
Dope.
You know what I mean?
Dope. What's the difference between an album and a mixtape? Because I'm seeing niggas doing some tricky shit. Talking about, no, this shit is just a mixtape. No, nigga, that shit an album.
That shit an album, man. To me, the difference is the beat selection. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
The beat
selection. If it's other niggas' beats, then
but this where this where these niggas get tricky at. If they don't put they all behind it, they want to say it's a mixtape. No, uh-huh. I only did it like this because it's a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? That's what it be. And you know what I mean? No, everything I drop, I can't remember. Like the Butcher on Steroids, that shit was a mixtape because it was industry beats on there.
Gotcha.
I used the True Meaning beat. I used the Beanie Siegel beat, but that shit was like an album. You know what I'm saying?
Funkmaster Flex freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
What is that like?
That was a dream. That was another dream. You fucking see Hov and the State Prop niggas do it. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to like, I was in a moment.
You was on some other shit up there.
Facts. I was, if you watch that shit, I'm looking down because I don't want to fuck up. So I'm not making eye contact with nobody or nothing. I'm like focused on a spot on the table. You know what I'm saying? And when we finished that's what Flex said. He was like, yo, niggas don't come up here and do it one take. We did that one take. Ain't no stop the camera, edit it. We did that all one take.
Oh, word?
That's a fact.
He said that, but I really thought niggas be one taking that shit. So when he put that out there, then I was like,
yeah, me
how
too.
The fuck you two take a freestyle, right. Nigga?
I thought niggas was one taking it too till he said that.
Wow. So what was the love like after you finished that in the streets?
Man, it was dope. You see, I go up there. I'm the fucking hometown hero. You see, I go up there in my Buffalo.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
I go up there in the Jersey. Niggas couldn't believe that because, like I said, I'm a street nigga. You see me at Flex. You see me at Coachella. And then you walk in the corner store. I'm like, where my wings at? Let me get some wings in the water. Niggas like, yo, damn, what did you just? I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, that gives so much hope to my city for a nigga like me because I'm not a nigga who came out of nowhere. I'm a nigga who they watch me get lit in this town and, oh, he got knocked. Oh, he doing 2 years? And then they watch me come home. Oh, that nigga, he fucked up. He's selling the CDs at the gas station. Then they watch me catch another run. Oh, he locked up again? And then for me to be here, this a win for all of us.
Let me ask you something, because you said something that was really, really profound to me. I never understood how you get ridiculed for selling your CD, and you get looked at like a bum-ass nigga for selling your CD, but people will big you up when you sell crack. That's so ass backwards to me. Your music is your crack.
You know, see, what I learned about people, because right before these niggas got their deal, I was in another place doing other shit.
Uh-huh.
And these niggas wanted to bring me along. So niggas sat me down and had to talk with me like, yo, bro, we about to do this. So if you doing that, don't.
Yeah.
I was in a position where I really, that's why I say, I talk my shit and say I'm a legend. I'm a nigga who walked away from the game. You feel what I'm saying? Niggas out here is stuck. Niggas is getting time. I walked away from the game. So, and people looked at me crazy. Because I stopped selling drugs.
Yeah, right. Like,
you know what I mean?
How could you walk away from the game and do that rap shit?
Real shit. Niggas looked at me crazy. And I just feel like people don't respect the potential no more. It's all about what you got now and what you doing now. It's not that I got the potential to be this. It's like, you not that? Like, fuck you. You know what I mean?
I ask everybody who's a hustler, former hustler, what did crack do to us as black people?
Man, crack fucked us up. Crack fucked me up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Crack the reason why I talk the way I talk, act the way I act. You know what I mean? Like, real shit. My mom did drugs.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
My father did. Yeah.
So she had a couple of kids that she had while she was on drugs. I love my mom. My mom got almost 20 years clean now by the grace of God.
Salute.
You feel what I'm saying? Dope. I love you, baby.
Yep.
But you know what I mean? It fucked us up. We was in and out of foster homes, and I never blamed my mom because it wasn't a choice. You know what I'm saying? That crack took over.
Yeah, that fucked us up.
You know what I mean? So I know firsthand, put us in foster homes, and you know what I'm saying? Crack fucked the community up.
Does the anger of what you went through make you go into the crack game and say, fuck it, I just got it? And you just see the money, you don't even see the morale of what you are doing maybe to somebody else that was done to you?
I mean, that's a fact. That's mm-hmm. a fact because I couldn't. I blinded myself. From being that person.
The
I was
trauma.
A kid. I was a kid hearing a knock on the door and seeing a nigga come walk to my mom back room with a gold rope on it and Jordans and shit like that. And I knew what was going on as a kid in the early 90s. You feel what I'm saying? And then I was that person walking to that back door. I numb myself from that. You feel what I'm saying? I numb myself. And I knew I was wrong because sometimes those kids or the customers who got older, the ones I fuck with, I always try to pull them in because I knew what they was going through. They was going through shit I was going through. You know what I mean?
Because the reason why I like to talk to people about that, because that shit impacted us so hard that it fucked up generations.
People don't understand that. Like if you drop a bomb in a fucking neighborhood 20 years later, it's still gonna be like
the wreckage. The radiation's still there.
You know what I mean? So that's very true. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you get ridiculed for not wanting to poison the community anymore?
No, real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Think how ass backwards that is.
Yeah, that's real shit, man. Like, it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? The bitches was talking bad about your boy, a couple of my homies. And I'm like, damn, I thought I was doing something right noble. Yeah, you know what I mean? But in the streets, at that level, like really in the streets, like niggas like, yo, that nigga stop. Like, what the fuck is wrong with that nigga? Stop hustling. You know what I'm saying? But I never stopped hustling. I stopped selling dope, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how many projects you got out there?
All together, I probably got like, would you say, Rick, I probably got like 30, 40.
God damn.
Like, that's what people. I go easy, 24 to 30.
Where could they, like, are they all online or no?
Dat Piff. A lot of my early work is on Dat Piff. You know what I'm saying? I put everything on Dat Piff. And a lot of my late work is on SoundCloud, YouTube. It's Benny on SoundCloud and on YouTube. Look up Benny the Butcher. You know what I'm saying?
The name Benny the Butcher, I see the hat. He ain't bring me a hat. That's fucked up.
Yes, I do. I got it in the car.
Oh, see? See, motherfucker. Aye. My bad. Where did you get the name from?
Benny. This is where I got the name from, Benny. I always fucked with my older homies. You know what I'm saying? I was a young nigga fucking with older homies. And this is real shit. I don't hold no punches. A couple of my older homies was tooting powder. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You know that powder make niggas paranoid. You know what I mean? My older homie, he could rap his ass off. He was a street nigga. He was a gangster. And he loved me. But sometimes that powder having so paranoid, he'd be watching my hands, watching what I'm doing. He's like, yo, I can't trust you. You remind me like Benny off Carlitos. Well, I can't trust you.
Oh.
He's like, you can't trust. He started calling me Benny. You know what I'm saying? And I took it to.
Now that's your name?
No, hell no. He was calling me
that's
that.
That's not even your given name or nothing?
No, hell no. You know what I mean? And I had so much respect for him, and he was so nice rapping. Like, I took the name. I'm like, that nigga called me that? This is my rap name.
Yeah.
He was looking at me where he's like, that's your rap name now? He's like, you a funny motherfucker. I'm like, yeah,
so where
that's
did
my
the
name.
Butcher come from?
Like, probably in 2005, I said a rhyme like, Benny the Butcher dog, really I'm cooking raw. And that's where it came from. And I took it, Benny the Butcher. But since then, my career done fizzled out and I've been locked up and everything. But since coming around to Griselda fans, I say Butcher one time and they're like, oh, Benny the Butcher. You say anything. If I call myself Benny the Mechanic, niggas would be statin' Benny the Mechanic raw. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, fans, man, the supporters, they carry this shit for you. You know what I'm saying?
Dope. What's some of the biggest misconceptions about you that you would like to clear up?
Man, I'm a smart motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm very smart and you can hear my rhymes and my... I grew up the right way, and much as I talk about selling dope, I talk about prison. You feel what I'm saying? Because I grew up with a conscience, and I know right from wrong. Like, you see these niggas, how these niggas acting. Like, do these niggas actually know right from fucking wrong? You know what I mean? Like, do these niggas have parents when they grew up? You know what I mean? So, like, that's the biggest misconception about me, is that I'm a real human being.
Yeah, you know, like, you're just some savage.
Hell no. I'm a real human being.
Right from wrong. How does that conflict sometimes with you rapping? Like, do sometimes you feel like you want to do some conscious shit in the sense of, like, heal the world type shit? Or do you, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, knowing what you know and you are who you are, you come from where you come from. Do sometimes you say, damn, man, I want to do a record that might uplift the people. Do you wrestle with that sometimes?
Like, me, my record uplifting the people is... It's like a regular street record. When I got a record that called Don't Let My Daughter Be a Hustler's Wife. It's called Hustler's Wife.
Hey.
It's when I'm saying little lines like that. That's the most conscious that I'm ever going to get, because I'm not going to do no save the world shit. You know what I'm saying? That's
but
just
you
not,
do it. You just do it your way.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. I do it my way. Like people always tell, with Griselda, they always say, like, man, y'all need a radio record. Y'all need a radio hit. People always tell us that. Like, we don't fucking need a radio hit.
Yeah.
If you hear West Side Gun on a radio hit, it's going to sound like a West Side Gun record. You know what I mean? The radio just going to play it. So I talk to these niggas the way I talk to these niggas.
Before we go, I wanted to ask you that. Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Radio probably never going to fuck with y'all.
Right.
Y'all going to get mixed show, but you're never going to get that. Every 4 minute, Drake love and shit.
Right.
Does that bother you?
It don't bother me at all. But I just see, I learn niggas. I see what type of niggas I'm dealing with. Oh, like, word. It don't bother me because I know everybody is from the bottom. I know, but I'm from the bottom of the bottom, and niggas got here without radio. So I don't need radio to go where I'm going. If I got here without radio, and with this underground music, it taught me a lot. Like, okay, look at J. Cole, 1985. That's an underground hip hop beat that he's rapping over, and they play it on the radio. Look at Kendrick Lamar, he go platinum, and he still got beats from Alchemist on his album. Shit's like that. Look at Hov, just did 444, is produced all by Ninth. You feel what I'm saying?
No ID.
Yeah, no, my bad. Fucking bugging. No ID. So, you see what I'm saying?
Like these
top niggas in the game. And Drake, even Drake, rap over some hip hop shit.
The best I ever had was, that was.
Exactly. Boom. So, people who speak on that radio shit, they don't pay attention. As soon as the person tell me that, you're not paying attention to nothing.
You ain't
did your homework.
I think sometimes they just be saying, yo, we need you to do some commercial shit. Your pants is too fucking loose.
Right.
You got a regular haircut.
And that's what it is. People, just like we were saying earlier, people equate success with being lit.
Materialism.
You know what I mean? Exactly. You don't got a song with the Migos? You ain't lit? Fuck you talking about you got a record deal. You ain't lit? You ain't, your shit ain't on the radio? You not lit. I mean, that's how people take it, but that's false. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but I just want to say, man, I'm happy to be able to sit down and chop it up with you because I'm definitely a supporter and I've been watching. The dope shit about life is how you could admire somebody from afar and fuck with their music. You see phones going off in the middle of our shit. It happens. It's live. We're not cutting that out either. You know what I'm saying? You could admire somebody from afar and then you meet them and you be like, yo, you was exactly who I thought you was. And that shit just make it so authentic and so real. So, you know, anything you need from me on this media side, anytime you and BK, anytime you around, hit me up. Let's do more shit to help you because you a household name. But even the little baby's gonna know who you are fucking with me. They gonna
fucking. I'm fucking with you. I'm gonna bring Special Pair to fuck with you
too,
let's, man.
Yeah, bring everybody. I need Conway, I think the song is called The Cow.
Yeah.
That's my favorite verse. Like one of my favorite verses ever.
Yeah, that song.
Ever,
man.
Period. Like out of whole rap because what happened was I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I seen him perform it and start crying.
Facts.
That's when this shit ain't rap.
Mm-hmm.
This shit real life. And that emotion and that shit is what, that's what makes you a supporter and love, you know, love the game.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you know, for all y'all. Like y'all, like I said, I be looking for y'all like, damn, maybe this one ain't gonna be crazy. And then you just hear, hey yo, and he's like, oh, here we go.
Not real
he
shit.
He about to flame it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just happy that you know, we got some good music coming out of Buffalo. Because some of y'all in New York ain't doing, y'all think y'all doing it.
Niggas is not doing it. Y'all got to get back to these bars, my nigga. Y'all got to get, this is my opinion. I see like some niggas here got the lane to do. Yeah, I'm speaking on it.
Let them go.
You know what I'm saying? Like some niggas got the lane to do, you know what I'm saying, this hip hop shit, but they want to do other things. You know what I'm saying? They want to be lit. Niggas want to be lit, man. You know what I mean? I always say, man, with great power comes responsibility. Niggas is irresponsible.
Shout out to Cormega. Cormega told me that one day. I called Cormega about some street shit. He said, yo, a lot of responsibility come with power. And I was like, damn, I ain't even think about that
real
shit. I was about to throw it all away.
Shout out Mega too, man.
Shout out to Cormega. Anybody you want to shout out, let them know.
Man, I want to shout out the whole gang, man. West Side Gun, Conway, Derringer, El Camino, Rick High, Duffel Bag Hottie. My niggas, man, who man, we trying to take it to the top, man. We the same niggas. These the same niggas who I was broken, fucked up with. And now we on a different plateau, man. That's a success in its own to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because ain't no new friends. And we trying to keep that as long as we could.
And one day, y'all going to see Benny, Westside, Conway. We all going to sit right here and just have the biggest powwow, chop it up ever.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, putting it in the universe because, like I said, I could tell the energy, you know what I'm saying? And the energy is just right, man. And your project is out now. They could get that on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, blacksopranofamily.bandcamp.com. A friend of ours, that raw, that hard shit, you know what I'm saying? Music where you could pick things up from, you know what I'm saying?
Is your YouTube monetized under a partnership and everything?
Nope.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
I got to get my shit together.
No. We're going to talk about that today.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to talk
about
that.
We're going to fuck around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying because, like I said, we can't just get this crack away.
Right.
You know, you done gave them so many samples. They know it's good.
Yeah, I can't get these for free.
You know what I'm saying? Some of this, you got to start, you know, just getting a little bit of reciprocity.
Right.
You give so much, you know, and if they fuck with you, sometimes you got to give back. Even, you know, YouTube is free. Mm-hmm. So niggas be, sometimes y'all be complaining, why you chop the interview up? Nigga, you ain't pay for this shit. This shit free 99. Shut the fuck
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
And some of my
get.
Shit can't even get monetized because I curse too much. So I'm giving it to you for free. And I'm giving you content. Stop bitching.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you fuck with me, fuck with me. Fuck with this guy right here. Give him the name of the album one more again.
A friend of ours. A friend of ours. Y'all know what that mean? A friend of ours, man. Benny the Butcher and friends on that shit. Fuck with me.
Before we go, I want to give one run. Let's do three things off the album. Mm-hmm. Give me the song right now that I'm in a fucking bad mood, and it might pick me up a little bit. Give me that record.
Came a Long Way from Selling Dope. It's called Long Way featuring El Camino. It's called Came a Long Way.
What number is that?
That's number three. Number three.
You know, niggas be like, number four, number four. That's how they,
Yes, number four.
Number four.
Yeah,
okay.
number four. See, okay. he know.
So Came a Long Way.
Came a Long Way.
I'm in a crib. I'm in a dark fucking mood. I just had a fucking crazy, some troll was fucking with me. Mm. And I just want to stab somebody. Give me that inspiration to stab somebody. What song should I listen to?
03 Draft featuring Dark Low. Dark Low the Crook. 03 Draft. You know what I mean?
Number five.
So after we get you right, we gonna have you kill somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me and the Crook, Dark Low.
So I just listened to the radio and I heard some of the most trash shit ever. And I think bars don't exist no more. Give me that record off your album that's gonna remind me bars still exist.
Jackpot, the last song featuring me and El Camino.
You're getting a lot of shine today.
That's my boy. He's showing and proving. He's showing and proving.
That's what's up.
Man, Jackpot. And that's why I named it Jackpot, because we struck on that one.
Got you. So look, you got the album right now. A friend of mine, make sure you go to Bandcamp, pick that up. It's on YouTube. The YouTube is just Benny.
Yep, the YouTube is Benny. Benny, no, it might be Benny the Butcher. I don't fucking know.
We'll figure it out. I make sure the link is in the description.
Exactly. This is my boy. He going to get me right.
I'm going to make sure everything is right with his YouTube and we do the right thing. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Doggy Diamonds, no filter. We's here with motherfucking Benny the Butcher. I'm happy about this one. We here on the motherfucking weekend. That's how you know it's right. I don't even work on the weekends, but.
No, real shit.
He came 6 hours down, so we here. You know, this shit is for y'all. And I hope y'all appreciate this shit. You know what I'm saying? Pick up that project. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell notification. Yeah. So when I upload shit like this, you're going to know. You know what I'm saying? And go to the iTunes. Hit subscribe. Go to the Audio Boom. Hit subscribe. I'm all over the motherfucking internet, man. Stop asking me where could you get my shit. I'm on everything. Spotify. Audio Boom. Radio Public. Stitcher. CastBox. I'm all the fuck over.
Yeah, we got to kick it.
That's what I'm saying. No, we good. We good. I'm going to make sure, like I said, we go on here, we build each one, teach one. The energy was great. We did some shit. We talked for a little while. We need to start recording everything. So we talking about some real shit.
We talking about some real shit.
But y'all can't get that, though. Yeah, y'all can't get that and shit, though. But we talk about real shit in this interview, too. But I'm Doggy Diamonds, man. We out of here. Peace.
All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.